It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Utah's top local story, special coverage with David Dujanovic.
It's called the Hall of Shame or Fame. I'm not kidding you. We found this on a State of Utah website. And it is an online form that you can use to report your neighbor their lawn. Whether it's dead, whether it's alive, whether they're using too much water. I find it crazy that they've got this website up for us to report to the state when the state doesn't even have a plan yet on how they're going to deal with this dire drought we're in, Connor.
This is silly. This is the Karens out there need something to do Karens. Now that the mask mandate is over. We need to shame our neighbors. Like, why are we shaming our neighbors? Live and let live. This is silly.
Well, if you want to report your neighbor, you can do so at the Natural Resources website. And here's what it said. It said the public wanted a reporting tool, and here it is. The Utah Water Use Hall of Fame or Shame is the place to shine the spotlight on water-wise behavior as well as point out water waste. And then they'll take your form that you fill out. They promise not to release it to the public, but they will pass on the information. Double-check my facts on this. The division forwards waste reports to local water providers to make them aware of the issue. None of the individual complaints will be released to the general public. So
that's not true. We had stuff like this happening with price gouging during the pandemic. Our organization used a law called GRAMA. This is our FOIA law, as you know, Debbie, the public records request. This
records.
Is all public.
Let's get with our listeners who are calling left and right here. Let's start with Pat in American Fork. Pat, are you going to report your neighbor to the Hall of Fame or Shame that the state set up? Are you with us, Pat?
Maybe it's Todd.
Oh, Todd. Sorry, I've got Pat on my notes here. Todd, thanks for correcting me. Do you like the idea of a Hall of Fame or Shame online reporting complaint form?
Your question's a little bit different than my comment. My comment was that it's dangerous to mandate zero-scape landscaping because if everyone in the state of Utah did zero-scape landscaping, then every time it rained, the rain would just eventually end up in the Great Salt Lake instead of
You're saying it won't absorb
in our yard.
You're saying that the grass will absorb water better than zero-scape would, faster than zero-scape would.
Yeah, because every 1% of organic matter that you put into your soil, you can increase the water holding capacity in the soil. If you increase it 1% in 1 hectare, you could store 170,000 liters of water in your soil. So I don't think you should be penalizing your neighbor for doing a good job of building a lot of organic matter in their soil, because you can go without watering your lawn all year long if you just accumulate all the water deep enough into your soil. And if we're going to advocate zero-scape landscaping, then we're going to just end up deserting or making desert. We're causing desertification here in Utah if we do that type of thing. So I think there's a place for zero-scape, but I don't think mandating it for everybody is the answer.
Thanks so much, Todd, for your call. I was looking this information earlier today on parking strips. Parking strips bug me, and they always have. Why do we need grass in these things? Does it have something to do with the way the water runs off the sidewalk? I redid mine. It never had grass to begin with, and it's always been ugly. But I redid it. I put a bunch of rock in it and some soil.
That's what we did.
And I'm perfectly happy with it right now. But parking strips to me have been the biggest waste for years. And we've done very little about it. There is a program where you can get reimbursed. It's called Flip Your Strip. You can reimburse some money if you have to sink cash into flipping your strip. But I was looking that up this morning, and I'm looking it up now online. There were some regulations to it that I thought were really weird. And here's one of them. General requirements for the Flip Your Strip. Park strips must be currently landscaped with living, well-maintained lawn. If lawn has been killed or removed prior to a pre-conversion site visit, so they got to come see your parking strip first. I mean, hopefully you can just send them a picture. You're not eligible for the program. So if I kill off my lawn in the parking strip this summer to save water, apparently I'm not eligible for this program. I mean, it just feels like everything that we're doing right now, Connor, with these conservation efforts is confusing. Except
it
for
is
this.
Confusing.
Shower less. Except for that. Shower less. Except for cut out one cycle a week on your sprinkler system. Those are the only two things that are really, maybe a few others, that are making sense to me.
Not everyone should shower less. We need an important qualifier with that. There's a subset of our populace out there that should not abide by that rule. I just want to be very clear about that.
I want to get back to this for the next 60 seconds, this online reporting form that the state has set up where you can fame or shame your neighbor. We posted this question to Facebook, and it has garnered hundreds and hundreds of comments. One person says, I asked a question, would you report your neighbor online or would you report your neighbor for water wasting? And one listener says, only if we're sharing our water resources and they're just plain greedy, meaning they're overwatering. Only if we're trying to have our neighbor move. And then this listener says golf courses. Golf courses are really what he feels are a big waste of water.
You know, the governor is talking about make, you know, brown lawns great again. Make civil society great again. If you're a neighbor, if you feel they're overwatering, go talk to them. I had a neighbor with a busted sprinkler, which was just gushing water. It's a simple knock on the door and, hey, can I help you? And, you know, did you know this is an issue? Hey, like, let's talk about it. Rather than let me call the government so someone's going to harass you and send the cops out or, like, let's have conversations. If you're concerned with what a neighbor's doing, don't rat them out to the state. Let's just knock on their door and have a conversation.
We'll continue to follow that story because I do want to see if we can get our hands on those complaints that are filed. You said your Libertas
maybe
Institute,
we'll do
which
it.
You run, got your hands on those other complaints, even though the state promises they're not public. Tax filings for the uber rich. Uber-rich Americans just got leaked to the media. That's not the story. The leak is not the story. To me, what is the story is how are you and I getting hosed, doused every time we pay taxes? We must need new accountants. We're going to talk about how little the ultra-rich pay. And maybe I mean less than little. Find out next.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.